Temperatures in the United States continue to hit record lows as the cold front, which has enveloped much of North America, moves towards the eastern seaboard. The reason behind this cold snap is said to be a much-talked-about polar vortex. Julia Chirillo tells us more about this meteorological phenomenon.
Although not many of us had heard of it before last week, the Arctic polar vortex is a large-scale cyclone system which in fact sits permanently over the North Pole, something like a year-round hurricane producing what is typically the coldest air in the Northern Hemisphere. Just like its counterpart over the Antarctic, it can measure up to 2,000 kilometres across, sitting high up in the stratosphere and, when it is strong, keeping the coldest air over the pole. Disruption to the system, however, has caused polar winds to sweep down across the US, bringing Arctic temperatures to northern states such as Montana and lows unseen in several decades as far south as Alabama. Experts give varying accounts of the exact nature of this disruption. Some say the vortex has been pushed southward by a pressure system originating in the eastern Pacific, while others say the vortex has weakened and is effectively spilling cold air over the US. Meteorologists also say there is a correlation between the warmer temperatures experienced earlier this winter and the sudden outbreak of cold. BBC weather expert John Hammond explains how the cold has built up.
We've had this cold air locked in place across the Arctic so far this winter. Now, usually you get sort of perturbations which help to distribute that cold and sort of water it down a little bit, if you like. What's happened this winter so far is that the polar vortex has been very strong, which has meant that the cold air has been locked in to Arctic Canada for a very long period of time. That's the reason it's so remarkably cold.
16 people have died so far in the current cold snap in a variety of accidents, including car crashes caused by adverse weather and cases of hypothermia. Approximately 187 million people are expected to have been affected by Tuesday. I'm Giulia Cirillo.